Welcome back, everybody, to the Weary Travelers Podcast. It is Tuesday at 7, and you know what that means. It means we're here in the Yucatan Podcast Stand, sitting 6 feet away from each other, observing a little social distancing.
Very close parameters. Should we open a window?
How
should
you guys
we crack
doing?
A window?
Why are you always hot?
I mean, you know, just keep it cracked.
Welcome back, guys. We got an action-packed episode for you today, because we've been hanging out a lot over this weekend, getting some stuff done.
Wow.
Boy, did we get some stuff done.
I can't wait.
So you wanna fill in everybody on...
Well, what are we starting with? You have the
yeah,
agenda.
So we got the Chernobyl filming.
All right.
So I think where we last left off, we were hyping the filming of Joker, right?
We've only been hyping that for the past three months.
I mean, I thought we were really ready for it.
I think we talked about the Joker video on season 2, episode 1. I believe.
It's coming. Yeah. It's really coming this time. But what the deal breaker was? Do you remember?
The suit wasn't in.
Well, no, for
for filming it this weekend?
Yeah, my friggin'
green hair.
Will you notice that Joe is still not cleanly
shaved? Not
shaved.
No. We'll do it right before.
No, it looks like you trimmed your beard.
Yeah, I did trim it a little bit down. You know, a little summer trim, you know? I don't like it. I don't get how people grow long beards. I sit there and I like pull my beard all the time.
Yeah.
It's part of it. I got this homelessness going on right now. I'm going to grow this out until I have to go back into work.
Should we have a mustache
shave?
I can't grow mustaches.
You got mustaches?
I have a little peach fuzz.
Yeah.
Just
a dirty peach fuzz.
Put some milk on it. Let a cat lick it off. Anywho. Yeah. We ready for the...
We didn't really explain what we did.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Joe's got an itchy trigger finger over there. So, Joe actually posted to the group a clip from the HBO series Chernobyl.
I hold no responsibility for any backlash.
There you go.
I don't get this.
James back.
I really might cut in Joe's whole unapologetic episode because he's so timid about this video.
I know. Times are... Fluid. I don't know.
Well, all I can say is this will absolutely ruin your chances of going to Russia. So don't do that.
I think they'll let us in, you know? Comrade Joseph.
Nosvidanya.
Nosvidanya.
So Joe sent over a clip of a scene from Chernobyl, and then he had the nice idea that we kind of recreate the scene here in the podcast studio.
And boy, did we.
Jared, did you have any idea what we were going to do that day?
No.
You just came ready with a smile and a cup of coffee, ready to roll.
Yeah, huh? I was ready. Saturday morning.
This was bright and early Saturday morning.
And it was all filmed in 2 hours, 3 hours?
It was done in 2 hours.
And the hardest part about this shit, we filmed it out of sequence.
Yeah.
And I was losing my mind trying to find clips. I'm like... Oh my god! I think we filmed that. where the frig is it?
Oh, because they were all separate. Were they all separate files when you were editing it together? Yeah, man,
it was a long learning curve and learning process to get that shit onto my laptop.
I bet.
But whew, we got it.
I'm so pumped for this.
Okay,
so we filmed this, and then I haven't seen this. We filmed it in multiple different sections. I filmed a speech later and sent it to Joe.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what this looks like.
Yeah.
And like Joe said, we filmed it, when we were filming it, we filmed it out of order. So we didn't really get to see the whole arc. Yeah. So Joe's edited this down and I cannot wait to see what he
does. Yeah. And for the viewers, the key thing is on YouTube, I'm not going to send the link or anything. Just Google Chernobyl roof cleaning or clearing scene. Roof scene.
Yeah,
anyway,
roof scene.
I recommend watching the original
scene. Hell of a scene.
Appreciating the... actually, just do yourself a favor and watch the whole Chernobyl. Did you watch it, Jared?
No.
We're one for three in here because I haven't
watched it either.
No.
I know, and by the way, I think this is the year anniversary for that show. Because I remember right around this time last year, it was on. Because it was like right towards the end of winter.
Perfect.
And the best part about this show was it was, they had a podcast on it too. Like the creator and some dude from NPR.
Okay.
They would podcast after every release of an episode. So it was like so informative.
Okay.
And like you just appreciate everything that really went on. Anywho, initial having said
release,
that,
May 6th, 2019.
Ooh, January, March, April, nice. May. Should we wait till May?
No, because I want to see it. Yeah.
No. All right. So do yourself a favor. Watch the scene first.
Oh, I can't wait.
And yeah, look at all of this friggin' like clips that I had to just.
I love it.
All right,
ready? Can you give us a full screen here? Are we gonna watch?
Yeah, it? No, I'm gonna give you a full screen. Are we ready?
I'm dying.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
All right. I give you.
My agent's been busy.
Chernobyl.
Soldiers, the Soviet people have had enough of this accident, and they want us to clean it up. And we have entrusted you with a serious task.
Nice.
Because of the nature of the working area, you will each have no more than 90 seconds to solve this. Listen carefully to each of my instructions, and do exactly as you've been told. This is for your own safety and the safety of your comrades. You will enter reactor building 3 and climb the stairs, but do not immediately proceed to the roof.
I like this shit.
When you reach the top, wait inside the entrance to the
roof.
This
could be cleaned up a little bit better.
You will need it for what comes next. This is the working area. We must clear the graphite. Some of it is in blocks weighing approximately 40 to 50
kilograms.
You must throw it over the Watch your comrades moving fast from this opening and then turning left and entering the workspace here. Take care not to stumble.
Oh, yeah.
There is a hole in the roof. Take care not to fall. You will need to move quickly, and you will need to move carefully. Do you understand your mission as I have described it?
Yes,
nice. These are the most important 90 seconds of your lives. Commit your task to memory and do your jobs.
Wait for it.
My mark, ready, go.
I added the real audio in there. I think it works.
He did!
That's my favorite scene, my favorite shot. Bravo, Mike.
The old Batman.
Jared, what do you got?
Comrade soldier,
you're done.
You're done.
Yes.
And I added, so check out that. What do you think about the logos in the top? And so they know? I don't know who they are.
The listeners.
Stay clean, stay weary. How about that for a little
nice
tagline for COVID?
I like it.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Good.
Do you want to watch it again?
Hats off to you. No, because I don't want to have to cut it out, but yeah, I do want to see it again. We'll watch it after.
The real-time audio, great call.
Yeah, that was so good.
The can you playing with the I told you, champagne bottle goes up there. That is a treasure of the podcast from this day forth. You playing with that bottle, it reminded me of Peter Griffin
with the dead frog.
Dead frog, yeah! I thought you it looked like you scraped up the floor, but
yeah,
it's
okay.
Yeah, it was.
I sent him an invoice already.
Oh god,
Hey, well done.
You don't
Hats
think anybody's
off.
Gonna get offended by that?
No,
is that good?
Okay. I mean, if they do, I'm gonna
send it directly to Greg the Russian.
Okay,
and
get
an interview next recording or something.
Okay,
great. Yeah.
Sounds good. Let's get him. No, that was fantastic. And
so how do we put that on? I'm going to put that on YouTube and I guess just release it on Instagram?
Like that, you could, yeah.
I don't think you can release, because that was what? three minutes?
3 or 4.
Yeah.
You can. I think that it just has like a, because I've done it when I'm watching people's stuff, it has like a keep watching button that it's too long and they have to like hit yes, I want to keep watching.
So we'll release it.
And you will so hit good. Keep watching.
That is fantastic.
I'm gonna tag HBO, I'm gonna tag the director, I'm gonna tag the actual actors that were in this, including us.
I think we killed I directed the film. Joe edited the film. Jared starred in the film. We all had like
this is a shared little
trifecta. Yeah.
And by the way, if you think that's the end of it, this is just the surface because there's going to be a blooper reel.
Good.
That
and I were there a lot of good bloopers on there?
Oh yeah, it was chock full of bloopers.
Jake was like, because you put the beginning in the scene in there where you go and you zip Jared's thing up.
Yeah.
That scene gets so intimate. Like the two of you are so close together after that. And Jake said he had it perfect. He's like, I wish I had that clip. Because I would play it in reverse to make it look like you were undressing Jared. Like you were staring each other in the eyes and you go and start unzipping him.
We were smiling too.
Yeah. Full laugh on.
Did you notice the intro was your
the
kick.
Hard kick?
Yeah.
The hard kick. The breach and clear. that was good because you cut it from there to the other angle.
Right,
it looked great.
Yeah. It was that.
I had to. The door was latched.
Coming through. That was so much fucking fun.
It was.
So what do we we'll do something again maybe this weekend.
Yeah.
If I mean, assuming nobody has anything else going on.
Saturday mornings, they work great.
Saturday mornings are good, bright and early.
I can do it.
We'll plan on knock it out.
I
think we can do Joker this Saturday.
You think?
You don't have hair.
Are you gonna shave? Yeah, you need to get a
shave. Oh god.
Order it now because
does this beard look though?
I mean, it looks good, but it doesn't look good on the Joker.
Yeah, that's true. I'll shave it.
Clean.
I would say that was so much fun to make. Mm-hmm. Like, I just had an absolute blast filming those scenes.
That was legitimately fun.
That was great.
Like, I think that we were kind of under a time crunch because I had my contractor showing up to work on the house.
My contractors, you mean parents?
That's true.
My roommates.
They're not my roommates. They're my general contractor. My GCE was showing up. That was fantastic.
Oh, shout out to Jeremy Smith for providing Wilson.
Yeah, nice product.
Couldn't have done it
indeed.
Without you.
Yeah.
And screw Joel Ballmer because he wouldn't volunteer his dress firefighter cap.
Yeah.
For you.
Fuck off,
dude. I didn't blame him. I wouldn't trust him.
I mean, you
with
pretty
that.
Much you cut around me anyway, so I'm okay with that.
I missed the stars. There was a nice little tight in that.
Oh, was
it? But you that'll be in the bloopers because you start cracking up immediately.
Did you get the one where you turned back to the camera?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be in the bloopers. I like that.
That was golden.
I think next week we have to have the blooper reel.
Yeah. We'll do the blooper reel next week.
That's awesome.
Or we could release it. Yeah, we'll talk.
No, I think we hold on to that, but I want to see
that.
It, so.
That's even more of a gem.
We'll save it for the rap party.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Great that was
work,
fun.
Mr. Jackson.
Yeah. Yes.
Tip of the cap.
Teamwork.
Great work.
So, do we want to cut right into what we did immediately after that?
Joker scouting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that was fun, too.
Oh, that was a blast, too.
So, we originally planned on doing some shooting for the Joker scene, because we've only been talking about it for all of 2020.
But then we got hungry.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But we were going to do some shooting for that, but then we kind of figured out that we didn't have all of the necessary hair and makeup for it.
Still don't.
That's okay.
If anybody has a green wig.
We need a green Joker wig.
I'm going to feel like the biggest freaking, like... We're going to have to plan this out so that I'm not in public for more than 5 minutes.
Why?
With face makeup.
Oh, it's going to look
I
great.
I hate wearing face makeup.
Yeah, but the way that we're doing it, you only have to put it on once.
You
we
guys
get
are
going
to have
our
to
scenes.
Stay real close to me.
Just imagine
so
being
everybody...
on church steps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's going to be what? Oh, so here's my idea.
I mean, people live across the street.
So we went to maybe 4 different steps to kind of scout it out. Yeah, did a little driving tour. In my mind, if the listeners want to compare it to something, think of that scene in Argo where they're walking around the market in Iran.
Sure.
Anyway, I haven't seen Argo.
I'll believe you.
You believe me, right?
So my time again.
Rather than try, I feel like there was one perfect step but it has too many structures in between it. And then the other steps that are great are a little bit too narrow.
Yeah, you can't do the kicks.
So, why not just film on all of them?
Yeah, and cut it together.
And splice it together so that we line up, like the it's on a tripod that doesn't move.
I mean, the scene in the, we're talking inside baseball here because this is before we even shoot it, but the scene that where they do that cuts to several different angles. So, like, we can cut multiple angles. We don't can, need it to be...
By the way, I do have a proposition for another set of steps
okay.
that we could use.
I'm all ears.
Let me see. I'm gonna have to pass that over to Jared.
Okay.
Because I couldn't pull it up on my computer.
What?
Do you see it? Show it to Mike.
What
maybe and I'll put this on Instagram and we'll see.
He's talking
we'll
about
see
that.
Oh man. So that's down by Newport. There's just
I had
it's
to like zoom
that is fantastic.
It's up to get on the bus steps. It's just two steps and a railing.
Oh man, you should film. We have to film the entire thing. Like we can film in other places, but we at least have to get every part of the
dance.
Another
thing I thought of on the serpentine, not mound, but steps.
Yeah.
There is a the water's extremely high right now on the Ohio River. Mm-hmm. So there's like four steps before you go down where there's normally like 30 there's four and then it hits the water.
Okay,
we could do an underwater Joker kind of.
You want to get in that water?
Yeah, I don't want to get in that water. But
I mean I'm not and you're the Joker, so
you guys have to be ready to dress up like cops and we need a fourth.
That's easy.
That's fine.
For filming.
All right,
yeah.
We can make it happen.
You guys chase
calling thing. Out the fans. Fan participation.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to say is that we need... So we were talking about the overpass. We scout.
Yeah, yes. I was about to say that.
I think that we should do the one over the Fort bridges. Washington Way.
Yeah.
What's Washington
Between Way? 2nd and 3rd Street.
By the bank. Like between, like where you go... You know how...
They got those blue bridges. The blue...
The across the Ohio? Bridges.
No.
Oh, you're talking about over the highway.
Across the
over
highway.
The highway. So we would be in a car on the highway that and you could see you running across.
I can get up on... Oh, that's so public.
Yeah.
Then again, nobody's really out.
Right.
Dude, you can just have your car on the other side.
Yeah, you would just be running to your car that's
driving.
Parked at the banks and just...
Okay. Yeah.
It'd be good. And we could try it.
Okay.
Visually speaking, though,
we can try both of them.
We should do all of them.
Yeah, we can do... Yeah, if I'm going to have makeup on, let's do everything.
Okay.
And then... Do you think we should, like, get crowd interaction here?
It was a dumb idea. I'll pitch it to you guys later.
No, say it. Say it.
I'll say it. It's going to be really Scooby-Doo-ish, but I was saying, what if we went to somewhere like Garfield Place? My mom works right there, but they have this nice little park there. I was thinking, you had to film us run past, and you're sitting on the bench reading a newspaper, and then you put it down and run away.
Wait, are you talking about, like the door scenes?
It's not in that show at all. Okay. It was very Scooby-Doo-esque, but it's like us chasing you that whole way. We're chasing you all over downtown, and then you're sitting there reading a newspaper. We run by. And you like see, down. And then, then you run. I don't know.
Throw a banana peel dumb. Out or something.
Yeah.
Ooh, we could have some fun with it. Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. I think we should do that. We should do some like serious takes that are like mirroring the movie and we can use those and then do some goofy takes.
We're going to have a Bluetooth speaker.
Okay.
And I want you guys to have songs ready for me to improv dancing to on the steps. Ooh. And one of them needs to be Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys.
Okay. I gotcha.
Intergalactic. Don't now. Okay. we forgot about the disinformation thing.
I didn't forget.
But,
let's talk about it. I
talk
loved
about that?
It.
Yeah.
What was that called? It's Operation Infection. It's a YouTube video.
Yeah. Did you think that was political at all? No, it's kind of just like general truth. I mean, all the different people they interviewed.
Yeah,
they
talk
every perspective.
They talk some shit about President Trump. I guess not really. I mean, yeah, they did. They actually did talk some shit about President Trump.
Go they did. Oh yeah, he was the useful idiot.
Yeah,
that was my question to you. I was like, is Mike calling me a useful idiot?
No, not at all. But I just thought it was so.
It's amazingly historical.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
so what the video is about.
I'm
is
not
it starts,
gonna watch it here.
It starts so back know. At it's all about Russia's disinformation campaign.
Yeah.
And their first one started, I don't know what time frame that was, but when they started the lie that the U.S. government invented and deployed AIDS.
AIDS, yeah.
I don't know what, like, time frame that was.
The 70s or the
80s? It was a while ago. But that was their first, like, really successful one that picked up in the United States.
Yeah.
And they'd been doing it, like, it even goes into detail about, like, how Vladimir Putin started doing it in, or, like, I think Putin started it after the fall of the Soviet Union, doing it in Russia, and then, like, it evolved from there. It's so interesting.
Yeah. Any fan of history would certainly love it.
And it talks about the thing I thought was super cool was that the KGB agents had, like, a quota of how many fake news stories they had to, like, come up with ideas for. Like, every month. Like, that was part of their work plan, is they had to come up with ideas.
Yeah.
I just thought it was fascinating.
Yeah. I love shit like that. I want to go to Russia. We need to go to Russia.
No.
How'd you feel about that when they said that the fake news story about how the CIA were the ones that killed Kennedy was a Russian story? How'd you feel about that?
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy.
Do you believe that the CIA killed him, or do you believe that Russian started?
So we want to hear Joe's take on
I want to know who killed Kennedy.
The Joe. Most compelling evidence I heard was in a, believe it or not, a YouTube video. Okay. It was, I like this one because it kind of makes sense. So the theory is that the car following them with the Secret Service agents, mm-hmm. one of those dudes had an AR-15. Ooh. And as he took it up to, like, scan the crowd out of its, like, seated position or safety position, whatever, mm-hmm. He accidentally shot Kennedy in the back of the head.
Oops. No way.
Because if you look at the bullet that went through him and Governor...
I believe you.
Shit. I normally know his name. Anywho, the bullet that goes through him is a full bullet. It's mm-hmm. not fragmented or anything. And the one that hit his head is like fragmented to shit.
Hmm.
So it indicated that it was a different bullet.
So he shot multiple times?
No, the theory was that Lee Harvey Oswald did the first two, and then this guy, out of just sheer panic, accidentally shot and did the headshot.
Hmm.
I kind of liked it. The other one was the guy. There was a guy on the side of the street opening an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And the theory was that he had a little contraption at the top of his umbrella that shot. Yeah. But really, if you look up that story, that was a protester. And I think it had to do with who came before Churchill. The guy who wanted Chester A. Arthur. No, it was, I can't think of it. Joel would know.
No, he wouldn't.
I don't think he would either.
Well, fair enough.
Well, we'll cut this out.
So, Hold on. So,
hold on. Hold frame.
After watching this video, though, I was like, I was pretty upset because I was like, this is bullshit that this kind of stuff is going on. And I'm like, this kind of stuff does get me fired up when people are just like, lying all the time. I don't know.
It
got me fired up. So
Neville Chamberlain.
Okay.
Sorry. Wouldn't have been able to sleep at night.
After I watched that video, I sent it to you guys, and then I got onto the CIA's website and saw what it would take to apply to for a job there.
At the CIA?
Yes.
Don't you have to live in Washington, D.C.?
It's in Washington, D.C., yeah. But yeah. I was looking at it, and some of the jobs sound really cool. They have jobs where you're... Like, your entire job is to figure out, like, to do research and, like, investigative stuff to figure out what kind of weapons other countries have.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's super fucking cool.
That'd be crazy.
But what are the requirements for such a
job? Well, that's
the
thing is, like, the jobs were not, like, I was qualified for their data positions. And so I was like, I was really seriously looking at it. And then I was like, but it's a government job. And
it's
so
not gonna make a lot.
And not money? No. It actually the pay range was pretty good. I don't know how if the pay range is good for like the rest of DC, but like it was pretty solid.
Yeah.
But one of the main requirements was that you had to be good at like writing up papers, and you had to along with your application, you had to submit two different 3 to 5 page papers that were examples of your writing style. And I was like, I don't want a job where I'm just writing up like findings. And like, I didn't want like a...
Reporting, right?
I don't want that. That sounds really lame. So that killed my interest in it right there. I was like, all right, never mind.
That's it?
Just going to pour a little drinky poo. A little nip, Jared.
Just a couple dribbles.
Something wrong with a man having a drink.
Speaking of having a drink, I am not drinking until after Easter.
What is your deal?
Yeah. He's a big Catholic.
Is it good? Is it going good?
So here's my take on it. Well, okay, so it all came about because, one, I feel like I need to lose weight, and two, I just drink way too much.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, I'll just stop drinking.
Yeah.
I haven't
cold turkey.
Yeah, cold turkey.
Withdrawals yet? You shaking at night?
No, I'm fine.
Night tremors?
That's my thing, though. It's like, so it's been sucking because, like, there's nothing else to do right now because we're all quarantined in our house. So it's like, let's get drunk. But
I love getting drunk myself. I'm
gonna go ahead and save that clip.
Get a bottle of wine, you know.
But so here's the thing: is like I haven't been drinking for a couple weeks now. I feel no different. Like I don't feel healthier. I don't feel anything. So I'm just like, why am I not drinking?
There's a bunch of liquor in your kitchen.
I know, but
so you're saying you haven't been to Mass recently?
I mean, not since Sunday. No, it has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with Lent. I just picked Lent because it's like a nice little
good
time
prep.
Frame.
Good prep for what we have coming up next month.
Yes.
Which happens to be...
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum, that was nice. All right.
We're doing a fitness challenge.
We have a lot of important shit to work out tonight. So
what's
buckle
that?
Up.
The details, boys.
Yeah. For the fitness challenge?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so the steak dinner stays.
Steak dinner.
I will not give up the steak dinner.
The steak dinner does stay.
Did we agree on a location for that? Dave and Buster's, right?
No.
That's to be determined.
TBD? I like that. TBD.
Location TBD, not Dave and Buster's.
What we do need to do, however, is come up with a...
Easy there, Jackson.
Yeah, I'm not showing you guys that yet. Actually, let me disconnect that in here firstly.
What did he write?
What we need to...
collard greens.
What we need to do is come up with a song, and this is my recommendation.
Collard greens?
Yes, because I was running to this today, and boy.
You run to the worst fucking songs.
Wait till you... Right. Oh, shit, I don't have it loaded, but...
Here comes an ad on a YouTube video.
Yeah, that.
Is it?
Yeah. If you get that pace lined up, you're unbeatable. Doesn't that, and once you get going, it feels like you're running on springs. Oh, let your hair, chitty ching ching, goodbye anything, cop that, collard greens, pretty please, no, make it out of me, drop that, That is
Jackson's
a
in
great
full Lollapalooza
song.
All right, who sings it? Who sings it?
That is his Majesty, Mr. Schoolboy Q.
Okay. Yeah.
Jackson's on tilt right now.
But we're gonna turn it up a notch. What was it? Remind me, what was our theme last year? It was
the song was
the race is on and here comes Pride and the backstretch. You remember that, Darren? Right?
No, I don't.
I feel tears welling up, coming deep inside. Let's play the original. That's the good one. What's it called? The race is on.
I think it's by Merle Haggard or George Jones
does the original. And listen, Jared, listen to the way he starts this up because this is magic. No ads.
I feel tears welling up, going deep inside like my heart's won a big race.
Isn't that soothing? A little peaceful, huh?
That's a good song.
Look at this guy's hairdo, by the way.
You might say that I was taking it hard.
Wait for it. You see that? Look at that. You think he can pull off a hairdo like that?
Looks like Jim Carrey.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
On and here comes pride in the backstretch. I think that was a worthy adversary for the start, but we do need to select a song. So, what's Tuesday next week is the 31st, right?
I'm not a calendar, Joe.
I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, it is.
That is the day before the race.
That's the kickoff special.
We'll select 10 little guest members to call in. Actually, we'll call them, but we'll
call. Did you hear that, Alex? We'll call you.
Yeah, we'll call.
What idiot.
Do you, hey, what do you want?
I'm here for my 2 o'clock.
Yeah, showing up for the dentist.
Cool.
I don't know why we're ripping on him so hard. He was a great guest. Sorry, Alex. Anywho, that was undeserved.
We'll call maybe 10 new faces, new smiles, new people. And they'll maybe call in and recommend a song for the theme, and then maybe we agree on one. Or if they don't have any good suggestions, we stuff the ballot box.
That's what I was going to say. Can we? Do we get a?
Oh, absolutely. Slog in this race? Nobody, okay. Nobody cares what these people think. We just want a little entertainment. You know? So maybe we'll get them to pick their own song and submit it via phone. On the next, that was a little idea for the next podcast.
For the official song, I'm down. We also need to. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that one hit the wrong windpipe there.
So we also are going to open this up to everybody else. Yes. So all of our friends are welcome to join. All of our fans, all of our listeners, foreign or domestic.
Argentina, we're looking at you.
Yeah, Denmark. Guten Tag.
Can you start a group on this thing?
Guten Tag. That's German, isn't it?
Yeah. But we are we're opening it up to you. But we're gonna need to reach out to us if you want to be involved. So if you have one of our cell phone numbers, text us. If you have our Instagram, send us a DM. Just try to get a hold of us. Send us a carrier pigeon, a message in a bottle, any way you can. But you're gonna have to get in touch with us, and we will get you set up on getting in the group.
You think you can add a? I guess you just do friends, but you think you can add a group thing on this Nike Run Club app?
I don't know. I was just gonna add them. I was gonna have each of us add them as a friend, just so we can always see who
just track their shit. Yeah.
We need clever pictures again. What was my picture?
Hook.
We all had
Captain Hook.
Yeah, Captain Hook never saw second place.
That's true.
You also said clever picture.
Yeah.
What were you guys?
I was Forrest Gump.
And Jared was a picture of Jared.
Yeah. Me and Sarah.
By the way, here's another idea. So how far do you think you are from stroller walks, Jared?
Far.
Far?
I think he's outgrown them a little bit.
Is that after a year?
I don't know. I mean we got... Yeah. The car seat snaps right into the stroller, so we could do whatever. But
so eventually, once you do start walking your baby regularly, I'm thinking Jared and Sarah pushing the cart together. In a tight formation, me leading front, Mike behind, full suit, kind of presidential.
A little hustle.
Maybe
jog.
We jog a little bit. Yeah, ma'am, step back. Maybe a little boombox.
Yeah. You run up to a street corner and wait and guard anybody from coming around the corner.
You think we could do that 4th of July?
I don't see why not.
You guys have a parade on your
still
street.
Still be going on 4th of July. No.
This?
Yeah, it's only for April.
Oh, I mean, just this is a little just side, but I don't think we'll be able to do it in April.
What erroneous question did you just ask me?
Does your street have a 4th of July party where like a fire truck comes down and?
What street do you live on?
Really? I had that growing up.
You're telling me Open Gate did that?
Yeah, Open Gate Court did that.
You're fucking wrong.
Every 4th of July. And then we would decorate our bikes and go to the bottom cul-de-sac.
Did the mayor live on your street?
Yeah. You guys funding White Oak?
You want to hear something funny? There was an organization of our, like a club
HOA.
Or whatever. Of
homeowners
our,
association?
Not a homeowners association, but like just an informal
bunch of nerds.
Like, street. No, but here's the best part. They met once a year, and my dad never went to it ever, and so they nominated him president one year just randomly.
So and that's how you got nominated as class president.
Well, I mean,
family.
Got some tips. I will work for LaSalle High School because that's who I am, and that's who I care about. God bless you all. Got a little trivia question here for you.
Is
music related, not really movie related, but
okay.
What I'm trying to think of a title of this segment, and I'll think we'll call this one "Was That What I Thought It Was?" Or that's not what I thought that was.
Which one?
Huh? We'll call it that.
I like
what
the second
thought.
One. Like,
yeah, that's not what. Wait a second. That's not Bobby Flay. Shout out Ross Houston. Here we go.
It's Houston.
All right, buddy. Maybe we'll give Ross a call in the next day. Right. Yeah, for the song recommendation.
Boy, yeah. Okay, I can't wait to hear his song recommendation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay, here we go. So that's not what I thought that was. That's what we'll call this one. So what is this song?
Okay.
All right. I think I played this one already, by the way. Give it a second. Yeah, on the podcast. Give it a second.
I am.
Hold. Hold frame.
Oh, you can create a challenge.
Yes.
Got it? This should be a dead giveaway.
I have heard the song.
Oh, is that what this is?
What?
Do you have a... the sky, he's all turning.
No, way off.
Oh, I thought this it sounded like Rasputin.
Right, well, you hear it again.
Okay.
I can't believe you don't. Anything? So it's not what you think it is.
Yeah, no.
That to me.
That's the name of the game.
That to me is this song. All right, let me play this other one.
I don't know what you think that I think it is.
Yeah. Do you think you know what it is yet?
No.
Oh,
I don't
really
think I know.
So
it
that's
at all.
ABBA.
Nice.
Gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
I was just in.
You were gonna
I was
say
just
ABBA?
Listening to ABBA. No, I was just listening to him. Well, Take a Chance on Me.
Yeah. Anywho, not the biggest fan of this song.
This song's
but
terrible.
What this is a direct ripoff of. Actually, that's the original, so you may know this one.
All right. I'm cutting in.
Cutting in?
Back to the fitness challenge.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the Nike Run Club app. Add us all as friends to the fans that want to join.
Yeah.
But I will add them to this group. I don't know. I mean, you guys might be able to. So check
it out. Well, they still need to reach out to us because we still need to know who you are.
Yes.
There's a... Oh, okay.
But I created a challenge all for April.
Yeah.
It's the Weary Traveler's April Challenge.
I know this song.
What is it?
I don't know if I know that.
Actually, let me give you some visual stimulants here because this music video is fire. Madonna, Hung Up.
What music do you listen to?
Any little thing that you say I do, nice. I'm hung up. I'm hung up on you.
Yeah.
Waiting for your call every night and day. I'm fed up. I'm tired of waiting on you.
Really?
Nice.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
Fucking really?
All right, cut that.
Cut
so
that?
I had one of these that just happened the other day.
Yeah.
Jake was asking me about it, and I was proud of myself for knowing it right away.
Yeah.
But Jake and I listen to a lot of the same playlists on Amazon Music. Shout out Amazon Music. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But we listened to, I think it was a 70s or 80s playlist. I don't remember which one it was. But they started playing Super Freak.
She's a super freak.
Yeah.
Super Freak. Yeah.
Which is Rick James, I believe.
Yeah.
Do you know what song you directly ripped off of that?
She's a very freaky girl. No, that's super
play.
Freak.
Go ahead. Hold on. Go ahead and play it. I don't expect you to know from the top of your head. Plus, some people
play
be able
Super
to play.
Freak.
Super Freak. Rick James.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Plus, this song is pretty freaky. I was listening to this on the way into work on one of my last days of going in the office, and I was really like, oh yeah,
can't touch this.
I mean, this. Oh yeah. My music makes me so hung. Makes me say, oh my god.
He gets it.
What? Wait, can you do the Family Guy version of that?
No.
I can't.
Wait, hold on. Family Guy. What's the name of that?
Can't Touch This?
Yeah. Family Guy. Can't Touch This. Can't Touch This. I can't believe you,
I mean, I'm sure I've seen it, but Family Guy was popular.
Hey, Peter, you can't drink that outside. You can end
Let's
up in...
See.
Oh, now you're just being crazy.
Hey, that's against the law. You're coming with me.
Can't touch me.
can't touch me.
Just like the bad guy from Lethal Weapon 2. I've got diplomatic immunity, so, Hammer, you can't sue.
I can write graffiti, even jaywalk in the street.
You can cut this out too.
Yeah, we can cut this.
Can't touch me.
Anyhow, that's like season one Family Guy.
Yeah, I was saying, when did that come out? I mean, that was added to the internet in 2009, which I just want to point out.
Do you even remember 2009?
Yeah. No, I wasn't drunk the whole year like you were.
That was our junior year of high school. Yeah, I wasn't drunk. I was running our goddamn high school with an iron fist.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
That joke was so funny, it wasn't.
I think I, speaking of jokes, I think I invented...
Who pours that much
into a glass?
Somebody that coughs every time I take a drink of it.
Jesus.
So, I think I invented a new thing.
I guarantee you did.
So
let's hear this.
So in today's culture, it's very hard to understand what people are saying through text without adding like angry emoji or you know stupid shit like
pretty
that.
Pretty easy for us folks that can read.
So what I've invented for all jokes, so that nobody takes offense to a text message joke.
Okay. Was adding a disclaimer at the front of it of Jared reading it.
Hey, Jared, can you read this for me?
I call it the Canadian quotation marks.
Okay.
So what I've been doing in all of my text messages.
You put a jeans emoji in front of
it. No, I add a maple leaf. An LOL in the front, and then I add a ha-ha-ha at the end. So that indicates that everything in between that is to be meant laughed at.
Don't ever text me that.
I've been doing it a lot.
Hey, Joe, can you do me a favor and go ahead and forget my number?
Ha ha ha.
No. Why? You could do that. It's redundant. You could either add a ha 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 or you can add an LOL. Either one indicates that it's a funny message.
Okay, so good.
And I don't want either one of them in any of your text messages.
Good quick question for you. Actually, Jared, quick question for you.
Yeah, well, let's hear it.
So, what weighs more? A gallon of water or a gallon of butane?
Neither. They weigh the same.
No. water weighs more because butane is a lighter fluid. Didn't you get it?
Yeah, I fucking got it.
Lighter.
Oh, man.
My mother.
That's a joke I should be saying.
My mother texted me that. But told it to everybody.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, man. You miss your calling, Joe. You can do...
A joke writer?
You can tour just going to retirement homes and just murdering...
Cleaning up.
Yeah.
Hey, Susan. Joke for you.
Anyway. My wife likes to talk after sex, so she called me from the hotel room.
You want to hear this? So I thought this... I wrote this down because I thought it was really funny. So you know how we all been working home from work? We've been working from home. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
So I was sitting in my...
You know what you're saying.
Check this out. I was sitting in my apartment.
Yeah.
And on the opposite wall of me, I think, is somebody else working also.
Okay.
Like their desk.
Good chance.
Must be lined up with like mine.
Yeah.
Because what I do...
You guys ever just high five through the wall?
No.
You just sit there and you just go, Peter Man.
Check out the tits on channel 2. Or it's a breast augmentation on channel 2. So what happened was, so normally like in the office, somebody sneezes, you know, the Catholic thing to do. Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
This person,
yeah, that's good practice of Catholic.
My neighbor sneezed while like yesterday, Monday.
Yeah.
And I said, bless you. And I didn't say it loud enough for them to hear it, but they heard my laugh. Because I unknowingly said, bless you. How great would that be if she heard it and said, thank you.
So you laughed after you said
it? I thought it was... This is the
because
same person.
Because you unknowingly said it?
Same person was playing Mr. Sun. Or no, they were watching Quentin Tarantino's movie, and I wanted to go next door and knock on the door and be like, oh, you're going to love this one. Yeah. It's great.
You should have showed up with a bowl of popcorn like, mine?
Wait till the end.
Do you know your neighbors?
No, not at all. Actually, yeah, I started saying hi to him recently.
They probably hate you.
Who are they?
I think probably do too.
Couple?
there's a couple. I think there's a couple. All the couples are above me.
I bet you're hearing that.
Everybody. Go ahead. All the single people are on my level.
Okay.
And I have no idea what's in the basement. There's something in the basement.
There's nothing.
There's got to be no rooms because there's no windows.
There are no basement
rooms. There are rooms down
there. No, there's not.
For sure. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a storage locker down there.
Okay.
That's so there's not storage. A room.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's under mine. I think there's a person under mine.
No.
Should I just stomp real long and
just
hard?
Just wait for him to say, would you fucking stomp?
Yeah. Oh, turns out there is somebody down there.
No, Mike and I were talking about it. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I mean, there is, though.
No, there's not.
I'll prove it when I go home. I'll send a pic. It'll be me and my...
Does this place, apartment building, have a name? Don't say
I'm
it.
Not going to say it here.
I shouldn't have asked that.
At least you had the foresight not to say it on air.
Yeah, it's 451. 555. You know what that's from? 555.
Every movie ever.
Okay, what's your number? 555. 555. Do you know what that is?
No.
A Dumb and Dumber when his foot's on fire and he's taking the girl's phone number?
I haven't seen Dumb and Dumber
really?
In years.
Those are your skis? Yeah. Both of them? Yeah. Cool.
I'll have to rewatch it.
Dumb and Dumber's a goddamn cult classic.
That's a great movie.
Shall I play us out?
Sure.
I don't think I... Or actually, Jared, why don't you give us a quick update on what's happening in Grey's Anatomy these days?
I don't have one.
Huh?
I don't know.
What's Dr....
I watch every other, like, fifth episode.
What?
Because Sarah watches all day while I'm working.
Well, do you happened? Cry when you watch it?
No.
What happened last? That you remember a surgery or something?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Lifeline.
The song is crunchy.
So I can't wait to. How many views do you think we're gonna get?
I would say
maybe 5, 6.
One.
I'd say no more than 12.
More than 12. I can't wait to rewatch this in about 5 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to.
Yeah.
All right, well, that is going to do it for us here today. Thanks for stopping by, guys. We will see you next week with our last episode before we start our fitness challenge. It's going to be fantastic. Yeah,
I thought you were calling it quits.
I thought you were saying, before we give it up.
I'm shutting it down. No. So we'll see you next week. Got some exciting content planned. Then we're going to be launching that fitness challenge. It's going to be fantastic. I'm not going to be on vacation when we start this one. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you went down the floor. Right?
I did. All right, well, we will see you next week on the Weary Travelers podcast. Joe, what time are they going to see us?
Tuesday, 1900 hours military time. Ooh, yeah. Jared, where are we going to be at, bud?
We're going to be here at the Yucatan podcast stand.
See you next week.